If you're looking for proof that the Detroit brand still sells, look no further than Shinola. Once a kind of Depression-era shoe polish, Shinola reemerged in Detroit in 2013 as a maker of luxury watches, bicycles, and high-end leather goods. This is the sound of watch bands being cut from a hide in Shinola's Midtown manufacturing shop. The company's marketing leans heavily on a kind of collective pining for a blue-collar past that is rapidly disappearing. Their big idea was that made in Detroit would sell better than made in America, and they were right.
Often it's positioned that Shinola has done something wonderful for Detroit.
Steve Bach is Shinola's chief executive.
The reality of the situation is that Detroit has done an amazing job in helping Shinola get off the ground.
Shinola employs 260 people in Detroit, many of whom make above $12 per hour. And thanks to the resolution of the city's Chapter 9 bankruptcy, hiring in the downtown tech industry is starting to pick up. Real estate in the Central Corridor is also red hot. But to focus too much on downtown ignores a much broader need to deliver jobs.
If we put all of our efforts downtown, we'll lose the neighborhoods and we'll never actually be able to grow or achieve this kind of new economy.
Dave Egner is director of the New Economy Initiative. It aims to foster entrepreneurship in Detroit.
Detroit and Michigan in general have great resources for startups and great resources around corporate issues. There's almost no attention in the middle markets.
Egner says the key to fostering job growth in 2015 is to help those small and mid-sized businesses expand and hire. Amy Hamerl is the entrepreneurship editor of Crain's Detroit Business. Unlike previous come-to-Jesus moments for Detroit, she says the city is now starting to pay more than lip service to small business.
In the past, it was always about tax breaks and get the big company to come in from somewhere else. That's wonderful, but we're also focusing on the other end of jobs creation, which are these neighborhood businesses and small businesses that may only hire three or four people at a time.
Hamerl says skills gap training will be a big factor in future job growth in Detroit. The construction industry is hiring for a new $650 million sports arena development, as well as the I-94 freeway expansion.
Those are all construction jobs that will pay well and Detroiters can take if they have the skills to be able to perform the work. If they don't, the employers are going to have to go somewhere else.
Hamerl says another priority on the minds of many Detroiters is blight and light, blighted buildings and neighborhoods and streetlights. For a number of years, 40% of the streetlights in Detroit didn't work at all. That last part was particularly crippling for restaurants and shops.
So a lot of businesses had to cut down their hours because, you know, after a certain time, you know, there was no business.
Esteban Perez is manager of La Terraza Mexican Restaurant in southwest Detroit. Detroit is now turning on some 500 new LED streetlights per week, and Perez says other small but big things are happening too. Trash is getting picked up, police response times are decreasing, and things just seem better.
Midtown is going, Corktown is going, Southwest Detroit is growing, you know, and we're all coming together. So right now, like, Detroit is the place to be, whether you want to open up a business, whether you want to buy a house.
That last part is actually a lot harder than it sounds. Banks are largely not lending for mortgages or home improvement loans in Detroit. According to the mayor's office, of 4,000 single-family homes sold in Detroit last year, 90% were bought with cash. For Michigan Radio, I'm Adam Allington.